not all the readings at Mass are created equal, you know? And today we have two towering five-star readings. I mean, the reading of Paul's conversion. Anybody that's been to Ananias training, you've probably done a Lectio Divina on that reading. I've done it many, many times, and it is so rich and beautiful and has so many details in it that I'm going to just touch on one or two. And then we have this reading from the Gospel of John. Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. That statement is like the tip of a giant, I want to say spear. It's not a spear, but a mountaintop. Like so much to get you to that point. You know that God wants his life in you. I was talking to someone who was very serious about their faith. They were, in fact, that they had quit their job and went to seminary, paid for it themselves. And this was a Protestant gentleman. He risked a lot of things, started his own church, and then reading the Bible, experiencing intimacy with Christ, feeling himself being drawn into greater intimacy. And what does he discover along the way? The Holy Eucharist. And it like all clicked for him. God wants his life in us. God wants us to know that he wants to fill us with his very life. You must eat my flesh and drink my blood. Think about that for a minute. And it's not his dead flesh. It is his living flesh. He wants his life in us. Paul on the road. Paul, I'm sure, I read a reflection about this. Paul, I'm sure, was praying on his way to go persecute Christians, but he was praying. And in his prayer, God slapped him. Said, Paul, wake up. You're persecuting me. And then he revealed a lot of things to Paul. And you know, one of the things that he revealed to Paul that we don't find out until we read the letter to the Corinthians, Paul says, he revealed to me. Not Peter didn't reveal it to him. He didn't hear it from somebody else. He heard it from the Lord. That on the night before he was crucified, he took bread. He said, you must eat my flesh. You must drink my blood. Pretty important, I'd say. And so these two readings are incredible mountaintops. Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? But Saul wasn't living at the same time our Lord walked the earth. It was the body of Christ, the believers, of which you and I are supposed to be. You know, the life of God is supposed to be in us. The very life of God dwells in us. That's the meaning of the Eucharist. So we say yes to the life of God in us today. Father Mark Ropel likes to say, and I steal his quote, our life should be one Holy Communion to the next, living in a state of grace. We mark our life, one Holy Communion to the next, striving all the while to live in a state of grace. And so, my brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ wants to live in us.